two very interesting shailas that the Meshivim of the 19th century, and in some cases even the 18th century, already discussed, that there seems to be a little bit of a remnant to maybe from our daf. So today's daf, until the last 10 minutes or so, I would say was rather technical from a pure Yesh Noichlin perspective, right? We're talking about halachas of a tumtum, where it was nikra, or shtei noshim b'machve, where we're not sure who's the rightful bechor, but as we're about to see, really the daf has in it a little bit of a raglayim ledover to two fascinating shailas that the poskim talked about. And the first shaila is as follows. Let's say somebody dies. He leaves over one son. So obviously this son is getting yash and everything. He's a ben yachid, or if he has sisters, it doesn't matter, right? As long as there's a son, that one son is going to yash and everything. That one son, assuming he's the oldest, in the case of ben yachid, he's the only son in town. If he has sisters, he was the oldest. He's also the bechor. When he yarshins the entire nachla, does he yarshin the entire nachla b'toyres pashut? Or do we say that being that he was anyways the bechor, so when he yarshins the entire nachla, he's going to get part of it b'toyres pashut, but also part of it b'toyres bechor? Is there a pishnayim when you're yarshining the entire Yerusha? Or is there no pishnayim when you're yarshining the entire Yerusha? What's pishnayim? Pishnayim is a man dies, leaves over two sons, three sons, five sons, 10 sons. So what we do is we have to divide the estate. So we divide the estate not into three, if he had three sons, but into four. And then the bechor ends up getting a double portion. That is what pishnayim is. But if there's one son, you're not dividing the estate. If you're not dividing the estate, so that one son gets the whole thing. Without a question, that's the way mechanically it's going to play itself out. In terms of the flow of funds, that's how it happens. The question is in the lumdus of it. Do we say that being that at the end of the day, this child is the Bechor, so maybe the gather of how exactly this Yerusha is going to be disseminated, it's all to the same person, but the way it plays itself out mechanically is that there's going to be a chelika bechor and there's going to be a chelika pashut. So, kana ben shayel, my nafkamino, what difference does it make? He's getting all the money, that's the only thing I'm pretty sure he cares about, right? So at the end of the day, as long as he's getting all the money, call me whatever you want to call me, right? L'may nafkamino. So I'll tell you something very interesting. It was a fascinating tumult, and this happened in the 18th century, the Cheshbon, which century we're holding it. This happened in the 18th century, and it's in a tshuva from the great Goyen, the Shfus Yaakov. So it's in Chelek Gimel, it's in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet. So we're going to get into this, Ezra Hashem, in the next few dafin. But we know that Midday Raisa, if a man dies, leaves over sons and daughters, so the daughters don't yarshin. Then Ben Enloi, Tavartim Snachalosa Lubita. But to the extent that a person dies and he leaves over a son, the daughter doesn't get anything. Stating that, the Minhag Yisrael is, in many kreisen, that we try to find a way for daughters to yarshin, even b'makom haben. How do you do that? You're violating a principle in the Torah. In fact, we'll see the Gemara says that it's a very, very chomer to think to be maver nachla. So it's based on a contract that's written that sort of circumvents the basic laws of Nachlois. It's what's known as a shtar chatzi zachar. That's the name of the shtar. So similar to a heter iska, which circumvents to a degree the laws of ribbis, using the word circumvent very, very loosely. A shtar chatzi zachar circumvents, again, using that word loosely, the basic halachas of Nachlois. And if a woman, a girl, a daughter has a shtar chatzi zachar, that gives her a right to be able to yarshin. So if someone's doing kosher estate planning, there is very likely going to be what's known as a shtar chatzi zachar in his file of documents that he's going to end up signing, right? It's the equivalent of the iska. Now, why was it called a shtar chatzi zachar? So there's a Chuvas Chassam Sofer about this, and there's a Reid Bite from the last Machzor where we talked about this. Maybe we'll do it again, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, the Pashup Shad is because the Minhag Yisrael was, is they would give the Nekeva Chatzi of what the Zohar used to get. So whatever the Zohar was going to be entitled to, they would give the Nekeva Chatzi. The Chassam Sofer says a Davar Nifla. The Chassam Sofer says that the reason he believes the Minhag Yisrael was to do it that way is because even though there was a sensitivity that the Bonnoi should be able to Yarshin, But at the same time, we didn't want them to yarshim equal to what the son was getting, because the Torah says that to the extent that there's a son, that the daughter's not supposed to get anything. So we don't want to violate the spirit of the laws of Nachla. So we still want to give the boy more than the girl. Okay, so why does the girl get half of what the boy is supposed to get? So the Chasam Sofer said, because there's a precedent already that a better Yerush gets double what the lesser Yerush gets. What's the precedent? Bechar. The Bechar gets Pishnayim. So in the spirit of the Bechar getting Pishnayim, even though we're making the shtar to give the nekev a little bit, but it's going to be a chatzi zacha. She's going to end up getting half of what the zacha was supposed to get. Either way, there was a meis shaya kachaya where somebody had written a tzava with a shtar chatzi zacha that he wants his daughter to get half of the chelik of the zacha. But this is what was unique about this story. This man had one son and he had one daughter. And the shtar said that the daughter should get chatzi of what the zachar pashut is going to get. And as a result, there was a little bit of a tumult. The son quickly went and he hired a lawyer. And the lawyer went running to Beis Din. And he said that, I understand my father wrote a shtar chatzi zachar, but at the same time, I don't think that my sister should get half of what I'm getting. I think that my sister should get 20% of what I'm getting. I think my sister should get half of what I'm getting. And the reason that that's the way it should be is because, look at the shtar. The shtar says you get chatzi of a zachar pashut. So he said like this, I'm the only son, I'm the older of the two of us, which means I'm the bechar. If I'm the bechar, that means my Yerusha, my chelik, is really divided into two parts. There's the chelik ha-poshut, and then there's the pishnayim, there's the chelik ha-bechar. The shtar chatzi zachar said chatzi of the poshut. So it should be half of my chelik ha-poshut. It shouldn't be half of what I'm getting. It should be half of the chelik ha-poshut. Meaning, poshut, the way any layman would read the shtar is, oh, the man left over a son, he left over a daughter, he wrote a shtar chatzi zachar, which means he wants his son to get double whatever she's going to get. So it sounds like they have something to fight over, so let's work with, even numbers. If the guy left over $9 million, so he's going to get $6 million, she's going to get $3 million, right? That's what it sounds like is going on over here. He should end up getting double. But he said, no, I don't think that's the way it should be, because it says chatzi of the zachar pashut. So my chelik is really made up of two parts. And it's made up of the pashut chelik. It's made up of the bechar chelik. So what you should do is you should take chatzi of the pashut chelik. So the bechar chelik I should get, meaning take mine, divide into two, half of it I for sure should get, and she should take half of my other half, which basically would mean she'd get 20% of the Yerusha, because you would take the entire Yerusha, you would divide it into five parts, right? He would take two, that's his chelik ha-bechar. Then he would take the other two, which is his chelik ha-pasha, and she's taking half of the chelik ha-pasha, which is that fifth chelik. So you're not dividing it into three and giving her one chelik, you should divide it into five and give her one chelik. And this was the shayla, and this shayla was sent to the Dayan HaMumcha HaMafursim B'Shmoy, Reb Tzvi Hirsch ben Reb Binyamin mi Berlin. By the way, this should not be confused with the famous, he was also famous, but famous in our raid bites, Reb Tzvi Hirsch mi Berlin, who was Reb Shaul Berlin's father, who was the Chatz Tzvi's grandson, who was the Binyan Ariel's brother, who was a mishpacha with the Neid of Yehuda. We've mentioned him in several raid bites over the years, Be'ezus Hashem. But the bottom line is, the Shaila was brought to this Yid, and this Yid went, and he said that, nah, I think this Bechar is getting a little carried away, and I think it's Pashit that what the father meant to do was to give his daughter what every shtar chatzi zachar basically gives the daughter, which is chatzi of what the zachar is getting. He's the zachar, she's going to get half. You take the Yerushi, divide it 9 to 5 parts into 3 parts. He gets 2/3, she gets 1/3, so that her chelik represents half of the zachar. And that's the way this is supposed to be disseminated. I said the chelik ha-pasha. So he said a few things. He said, number one, when a person gives a matana, we know noisim matana is ba'in yofa noisim. Right? We went through these sugyas be'iyun when we learned cheskes habatim. So being that when a person gives a matana, he always gives a ba'in yofa, so you assume for sure he meant to give her more, right? What she's getting is b'matana. The shtar chatzi zachar is a matana, it's a gift. And if it's a gift, it works ba'in yofa. He says, not just that, I know this son, he's a grosa gevir. Why is he fighting over Yerusha kasha v'maisa? But this guy is a grosa gevir. And because he's a grosa gevir, the father knew he didn't really need the money so much. So for sure, the umdana is that the father meant to give a little bit more to the daughter, not a little bit less to the daughter. So if there's a suffix over here, it's for sure what he probably meant to do. He said, not just that, there's something called shufra de shtara. What does shufra de shtara mean? Right? There's certain verbiage that's put into shtaras that I'm not meant to be taken so literally. So why are they there? It makes the shtar a little bit nicer, a little wordier. Right? Lawyers, they'll say things, they'll say it again, and then they'll say it's in dritimul. There's a concept of shufra de shtara, which means that not every word is meant to be taken so literally. So even though it says chatzi of the pashut, Abadin, the father meant whatever shtar chatzi zacher is, and you should give her half of whatever the regular shtar is going to be. He said, not just that. He said, I'm pretty confident that the sofer that wrote the shtar on behalf of the father, he probably took the nusach hashtar from the Nachla Shiva. So the Nachla Shiva, we know, was the sefer, and is the sefer, Adayim Azeh, where all nusach hashtar has come from. We spoke about the Nachla Shiva by Riches when we did the Ksuba raid by. Really, that whole raid by was based on the Nachla Shiva. And the Nachla Shiva was the authority of Talmud, of the Taz, Vadvar Matikin. So he said, I'm pretty sure that he took the shtar from the Nachla Shiva and he cut and paste. His lashon is, Elevadei ha-sofer kosvei kach mitoch sefer Nachla Shiva, b'li kavanah. He like literally, you know, sometimes you cut and paste and you make a little bit of a mistake. Oops, that was from a previous document, right? So the bottom line is that this is a little bit of an oops. But Avadi didn't mean the pashut, because we're handling over here. He said, not just that, there's a halach in Hilchas Shtaris, Yad Balashtar Alal Yoino. So if there's ever a dispute as a Suffolk moment and you want to know who's right, the Teve or the Nitva, Yad Balashtar Alal Yoino. She has the Shtar Chatzi Zacher and she's the one on the Al Yoino. And he went and he said, Taina after Taina, but here's the punchline. That he said, but besides, I don't know what this guy's talking about. What's Hakter Akap? He's saying that Chelik of the Pashut, and therefore we take his Yerusha, we divide it into two parts, and we take the Chelik of Bechar, and we take the Chelik of... What do you... You're the only son. And if you're the only son, Mitzan Hilchas Yerusha, you get everything. And if you get everything, there's no Pashut and Bechar. All there is the Chelik of Pashut. The whole Mitzius of the Bechar getting the Pishnaim is when there's another brother. So you're getting double of that other person. But over here, there is no other person. And being that there's no other person, you're the only game in town. Savado, this is only Negei you. And if this is only Negei you, so Fashteitzach, there's no... Double. If there's no double, you are a pashut. You're a bechar, but you're a pashut as it relates to stop pashut the bechar. That's what it is. And if that's the case, you're going to get like a pashut. You're not going to get like a bechar. And therefore, he said, there's no question in the world. Chatzi of the pashut means chatzi of everything. Meaning the first six tainas are that I'm willing to entertain there's a chelik a bechar, there's a chelik a pashut, and the chatzi is going to be not only of the chelik a pashut, it's really of chatzi of everything. Hagam it said pashut. The seventh taina was there is no Bechair and Pashut. The Gansi Yerusha is a Yerusha's Pashut. The only time there's a Bechair and Pashut is when there's other brothers. But if there's no other brothers, where is it going to be? Fast the time. Now, what does that do with our sugya? What does that do with our sugya? He said, Echabar Raya. Echabar Raya. What's my Raya? My Raya is, it's always Gishmak when you see big Ga'oinim. Look at Perik Yesh Neuchlin, right? We go through it so fast. It's Kechaloim Yo'of. But when you go through the whole Perik with the Rishonim and the Poiskim and you try to like bring a Raya to this super academic, it's like a real Michas Chinuch type of Hakira, right? Such a Hakira. Like, where are you going to find a Raya? So you say, I have a Raya. You know what my Raya is? From a Rashbam. Okay, where's the Rashbam? Yesh Neuchlin. That we could have guessed. What the af? Kuf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Which Rashbam? The top Rashbam. Which sugya? The sugya of tumtum. Foshnate in the sugya of tumtum. Amemar Amar. Amemar said, if somebody gives birth to a tumtum, and then it was nikra, and we find that afterwards this child was a zachar. Af enei memayit chelik b'chayra. The halacha is that this tumtum is not going to be memayit the chelik ha-b'chayra. What was the case? So Hashmam said the case was as follows. This case was where a person gave birth to three children. He had three sons. He had a b'char, he had a pashut, and he had a tumtum. Ordinarily, now that the tumtum was inspired that he's a zacher, what you would do is, you would take this Yerusha and divide it not into three, into four, because he has a bechar, give two of those chalakim to the bechar, and then the pashan and the tumtum would get one of the other two, respectively. So that the bechar would get half. Right, the Rashbam's case was where there was nine manim. So the Bechar would get half of the nine manim, right? Because he gets two of the four chalakim, which is four and a half. And then the two other brothers, the Tumtum and the Pashut, would get two and a quarter each. Because Hameimar said, af inim amayit chelik b'chayra. So as it relates to the chelik ha-bechar, of the Bechara's Yerusha, we act as if there's only two sons. There's not three sons. If there were two sons, we would divide Yerusha not into four, but we would divide it into three. Why three if there's two sons? Because there's a Pishnaim over here for the Bechar. The Chelek HaBechar would then represent one third, which is three. We give that to the Bechar off the top. And then the balance, 9 minus 3 is 6. We divide Taki into 3, right? Because it's only the Chilak HaBechar of the Bechar, not the Chilak HaPosh of the Bechar. So he ends up getting 3 plus 2, he gets 5. So instead of getting 4 and a half, he gets 5. So this Yid, Reb Tzvi Hersh Ben Rabin Yamin Mi Berlin, Sefsoy Sav Yehudai Vais Bekever. So he tied it in this Shaila to the Shvos Yaakov, and this Grace Tshuva. So he said that why did the Rashbam have to make this case more confusing than it anyways is? Why did he have to say that it was Negeya, a case where there were three sons? Why couldn't it just be Negeya, a case where there were two sons? Why do you need a third son? Right? A Bechar, a Pashat, and a Tumtum. Why couldn't it just be a Bechar and a Tumtum? The Pashat is not adding anything. It's just another person and with his hand out, trying to get a few shekels out of this Yerusha, right? But he's not really doing anything to the story. The story could have been identical with there only being two sons. What would be if there was only two sons? If there was only two sons, so then what you would do is, you would say that as it relates to the Bechaira, we don't see two sons, what we see is one son. So if we see is one son, we take half of the Yerusha, it's the Chelek HaPashat. The other half of the Yerusha is the Chelek HaBechar. We give that half of Yerusha, which is the Chelek HaBechar, to the Bechar. That's 4.5. And then the other 4.5, we go, we divide into two, because now already there's two brothers. There's the Chelek HaPashat of the Bechar, and there's the Tumtum, who is now Nimtza Zachar. So we know he's going to Yarshin, right? Even a Memer holds Yarshin, so he just is not Memai from the Chelek HaBechar. 4.5 divided by 2 is 2.25, so that the Bechar is going to end up getting 4.5 plus 2.25, he's going to get 6.75. As opposed to what? As opposed to if you treated this Tumtum like a regular Zachar, so then the initial Yerusha would be divided right out of the gate into three, and you would give two chalakim to the Bechar, which means he would get not 6.75, he would get 2/3 of 9, which means he would get 6. He would end up getting 6. It's the same exact halacha. It's the identical halacha. So this Yid, Reb Tzvi Hersh Ben Rabin Yomi Berlin, said that why did the Rashbam need a third son? What do you need the Pashat for? Just say it's talking about where there were two sons and you'd have the same exact halacha. So he said, Ovais Tois, because the Rashbam held that if all you would have is one son, if there's one son, there's no Chelek HaBechar and there's no Chelek HaPashat. So what do you want? You want that the Tumtum is not considered a son, Klape, the Pishnayim. As a result, I get a guaranteed 4.5. You don't get a guaranteed anything. Because to the extent that there's no other son, all there is a Chelek HaPashat. So this whole drasha of Ahoyah ben HaBechar v'yodu loibonim is not negeya b'chlal. It's not applicable. It's a fank nishtan. So if it's a fank nishtan, so your chiddush laloch is not going to play itself out. So he needed a case where Mamon of Shacht is another brother. If Mamon of Shacht is another brother, so now there's vaday a pishnayim. The only question is, how do you cheshmet a pishnayim? Do you divide it into four? Do you divide it into three? That's a meimas chiddush, that the tumtum doesn't come into consideration. But as it relates to this case where all there is the Bechar, so then there's no Pishnaim at all. If there's no Pishnaim at all, you're not dividing the Pishnaim. There is no such thing. So if there's no such thing, so what do you have? You basically have these two sons and you have to figure out how you're going to divide it. But the bottom line is, this cheshbin of take the Pishnaim off the top as if there is no Tumtum is not true. Because on the tzad, there's no tumtum, there is no pishnayim. So this was his grace arai. So from the fact that the Rashbam added a third child into the story, and he didn't simply tell the story with only two children, so he said, this is a grace arai, Elanias Daiti. This is a grace arai to that side. Either way, the Shaila was sent to the Shvos Yaakov. This was the Shaila. The Yid himself, Rabbi Tzvi Hersh, Rabbi Yom in Berlin, he asked the Shvos Yaakov, he wanted to know what he thought on this topic. So he writes back to him like this. He said, I went and I discussed this with different Goyne Yisrael, and he said, this was discussed. It was discussed with Rav David Oppenheim. He was the of Bezin of Prague. It was discussed with Rav Naftali Katz. He's the Baal Smichas Chachamim. He said it was discussed with a Yid, Rav Hershmi Halberstadt, and he says, Lamaisa, they all held not like this dying. They all held that really the Bechor is right, And if he said chatzi of the chelik haposhut, so it's only chatzi of that chelik that's going to end up going to the nekeva, it's not going to be chatzi of the entire Yerusha. I, this whole arichas over here, I, this raya from the Rashbam, so he has a whole tshuva where he's doicha this raya from the Rashbam, but the mamish is a shmooze, it's offenard, it's creaking into this Rashbam here. Either way, I see it got late early, so we'll save the next star in Metzachem for another day, later this week, but either way, just a geshmak of chakira, and that is that we know the halach of a bechar who's noitel pishnayim. What if there's only a bechar, there's a ben yachid, there is nobody else? Is his Yerusha made up of two components? It's made up of a chelik ha-pasha and a chelik ha-bechar, or is it not made up? Just one thing I actually think is worth mentioning, and that is that, you know, my muscha rishon when I saw the shiloh was, I thought of a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says in Parsha Shmois, it says, v'amarta el paroi, right in the beginning of Parsha Shmois, Hashem tells Moshe, v'amarta el paroi, koi omar Hashem, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. Right, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is the b'char. Klai Yisrael is the b'char. Klai Yisrael is the only game in town. Right? Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. Klal Yisrael is the Bechar. So it's mashma a little bit, that even if there are no other siblings, abu l'maisa b'ni Bechari Yisrael. Right? Bis nochal is the Bechar. I looked around in the Rishonim a little bit. The Chizkuni, on this pasuk, listen to what he says. It says, Dover Nifla. He says, b'ni Bechari Yisrael, kol ha'umais banayhem. This is what the Chizkuni says. All of the umais are banayhem. This is like such a big chiddush. I don't know if they have the benkach nekru banim, but kol uma is banayim. Avu Yisrael chavivim lefan ayoysim mikulam vehem abechar. And they're the bechar. So the Chizkuni mamish makes this diak. He says bini bechari Yisrael. Doesn't the word bechar imply that there are other sons as well? It's not the Chizkuni. It does. Kol uma is banayim. Avu Yisrael chavivim lefan ayoysim. But the emes is a toys. Because that's pashit, right? That's pashit that there's something called a bechar, even if a person doesn't have any other children. Or if somebody has one son, it's chayim pidin aben. Lasud lavoi, the Archaim HaKadosh brings kiyudua that the bechayim are going to do the avoid again in the Beis HaMikdash. If someone has only one son, is there a shayah as a ben yachid? Is there a shayla that child is going to do the avoid? Of course he's going to do the avoid. The shayla is not whether or not a ben yachid is a Bechar. Of course a Ben Yachid is a Bechar. Klal Yisrael could be a Ben Yachid, not like the Chizkuni. And afilu hachi b'ni Bechar Yisrael, right? Afilu hachi b'ni Bechar Yisrael. Avada, there's a Shem Bechar. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is in the Yerusha Pishnayim. Because what is Pishnayim? Pishnayim, the Chetz of the Pishnayim is that I get W. If there's two Yarshim over here, you get, but if there's no U, then there's no W. Right, that's the whole point. The whole word is pishnayim of what? It's double. Double means that someone's getting a single, and you're getting the double. That's what the pishnayim is. The shayla is not whether the child is a bechar. That's a mistake. Avada, that's a mistake. A bechar is a toyar. You could be a ben yochin and you're a bechar. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Klal Yisrael, it's not just banim atem l'Hashem aleichem. It's not just chavivin Yisrael shenikru banim. It's b'ni bechar Yisrael. It's mamish b'ni bechar Yisrael. They're on the level of bechar. But of course, not to necessarily. And the Chizkuni is saying a chiddush. Kalu umay is banayhen. Av Yisrael chavivin lefanay b'yoyser. But the bottom line is that Avada, this whole chakir over here that we're discussing in the Paiskim, this chakir is negay the pishnayim. The loss is like pishnayim would have to suggest it's double from somebody else. If there's nobody else, then you wouldn't have a pishnayim.